Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Desired Experience, where we explore the world of movies. Your host is me, Selwa.
My name is Khan and I am your co-host for this episode.
Hello, my name is Ahmad and I'll be your third host today. We're looking into the 2004 sci-fi thriller iRobot, which is set in the year 2035 and features Will Smith as Detective Del Spooner, who investigates a murder that appears to be done by a robot.
iRobot is set in a futuristic society in which robots are an essential aspect of daily life. Although they are designed to help people, as well discussed, things end up going in an unexpected direction. Firstly, let's talk about the characters. Do they change or remain the same?
That's a good question, Khan. I think Detective Del Spooner, the movie protagonist, goes through significant character growth. He has a strong prejudice against robots because of a traumatic event in his past, at least at first. However, as the narrative goes on, he begins to reflect on his own prejudice and develops a new viewpoint.
I concur with you. One of the key plot points of the movie is how Del Spooner develops from a static, resentful character to someone who questions his own beliefs. The themes of prejudice and humanity are presented, allowing for audience reflection.
Certainly. Let's now discuss a few of the crucial moments that the audience noticed in the movie. The scene with the robot questioning him is one of my favorites. Sonny, a robot, is being interrogated by Del Spooner because he believes he committed a crime.
Right. This scene is very tense and Will Smith delivers a fantastic performance. The audience is carried away by the tension and pressure he applies to get Sonny to tell the truth.
The robotic car chase is another vivid scene. The cutting-edge technology of the future is beautifully displayed. The seamless integration of CGI and practical effects adds an extra layer of excitement.
Agreed, Ahmad. The action sequences in iRobot are quite impressive. Now let's change the subject and talk about the movie's dystopian elements. The world depicted in iRobot is not actually utopian, is it?
Not at all, Selwa. The movie explores a dystopian future where robots are becoming increasingly powerful and influential. The central conflict revolves around the ethical implications of advanced artificial intelligence and the potential loss of control over our creations.
Exactly. I think the dystopian elements of the movie raises thought-provoking questions about the nature of humanity and the dangers of relying too heavily on technology. Another thing that the movie does well is that it forces us to reflect on the effects of our choices and the value of preserving our freedom of choice. Let's move on to our last section, where we talk about our individual perspectives on the movie. What did you like about iRobot, Khan?
The movie's fusion of action and philosophical themes was fantastic. Will Smith's performance gave the story depth, and it kept me interested from the beginning to the end.
Even though I enjoyed this movie, there's still some criticism I have to say. While I appreciate the film's attempt to tackle complex ideas, I felt that the execution fell short at times. Some of the plot twists felt predictable, and the characters, aside from Del Spooner, lacked sufficient development. It's not a deal breaker, but it slightly dampened my overall experience.
That's an interesting perspective, Ahmad. For me, the film's exploration of prejudice and the boundaries of humanity struck a chord, the action scenes were good, and I appreciated the attention to the detail in creating a futuristic world. Overall, I did say iRobot is a solid sci-fi movie. The visual effects were also remarkable in creating a believable future world.
Well, that wraps up today's discussion on iRobot. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Zayat Experience. Join us next time as we explore another captivating film. Until then, keep watching and keep discussing.